Sound the Gemara Klezi Boyelihu. I have a question. Which one is the halacha and which one is the din of the Torah? Etzem kisera halacha is the pshat that if we touch a bone the size of a barley that we do become tummy, it's soyser. Is that the halacha l'mashim Sinai? Or revias dam kal v'chayma? And then I want to learn out a kal v'chayma to revias hadam to say that if you have a revias of dam, so if a nazir touches it, for sure it should be soyser his nazirus. And now this, the answer was then, v'yein don in kal v'chayma mi halacha, that you can't learn out a kal v'chayma from halacha. And since that halacha, that an etzim, is metame b'maga b'masa, is a halacha l'mashim Sinai, so therefore you can't make a kal v'chayma to the halacha of revias hadam. Oidoma, maybe it's the other way. Oidoma, maybe no. Revi is dam halacha. That's the halacha l'moshe Sinai. That a revi is dam is not mitame. V'yetzem kisera kal v'chayma. And etzem kisera then would be the kal v'chayma. And then the klal is v'yen don kal v'chayma mi halacha. So which way is halacha? Which way is the din Torah? And this Toshma coming here. It says clearly, etzem kisera halacha. That's the halacha l'moshe Sinai. That if you have a bone the size of a barley even, so small, still, if a nazir touches it or carries it, it's soyser as nazirus. Or revias dam. Now, revias dam is given in the Torah that true revias adam is metamer a person, but not a nazir. So you want to say kal v'chayma? You want to make a kal v'chayma that if a nazir touches revias adam, for sure it should be soyser as nazirus. And that the klal is v'yein don in kal v'chayma mi halacha. You can't learn out the kal v'chayma from something that's only halacha l'moshe Sinai. That's a special inyan, that something that was set over by Moshe Sinai, since it wasn't written in the Torah, it's a din midiraisa, but only you could say what's given, you can't add to it, you can't take off, you can't add. So you can't make a kal v'chayma from something that's only halacha l'moshe Sinai. Hadin alecha kohen gadol. The new Mishnah. Shnei nazirim. We had two people that are two nazirim. Shomer l'necha, the third person came and told one of these two people that re'isi echad mikem shenitma. That a third person said, I was walking by the street and I saw the way one of you two people became tummy. He saw the way one of them came in contact with a mace. And these two people don't know. The taka shosa, they're keeping quiet. The taka don't know what happened. And the person said, I don't remember clearly which one of you two became tummy, but I know for sure one of you two are tummy mace. So what should these two people do now? They're both nazirim. One of them is avadai tummy mace. We don't know which one, so what should we do here? So Mishnah says like this. Avad, the first day have to wait till the 30 days are up, because before 30 days are up, they can't take a haircut, because one of them is tahor. And we don't know which one, so both of them for sure can't take a haircut till 30 days. So first we have to wait till after the first 30 days, and then Megalchim, we let them both take the haircut. Or Mevi and Korban Tumah. Between both of them, they bring now one set of Korban Tumah to Korban Tyra, and they also bring a set of Korban Tyra. Because one of these two people was a Kayin Tahor, that now he finishes his Naziris, he has to bring his regular Kabonis, the Oila, the Chatis, and the Shlamim. That's what the normal one has to do. And the one that was Tomei has to bring the Korban Oshim, he has to bring his Chatas and Ela Korban and Korban Shlomim, the Korban Oshim. So therefore, both pairs are brought now. The Yoimim, they make like a Tanai between both of them. They say like this. Imanihu Tomei, if one says, if I am Tomei, so then Korban Tomei Shali, the Korban that we're bringing now for Tomei Taka belongs to me. The Korban Tyra Shalacha, and the Korban of Tyra that goes to you. And then they say back, the other one says no, but if I was the one that was Tor, then Korban Tyra Shali. Or the same person says, yeah, which makes it tonight. That if I'm the Tor, then the Korban Torah goes to me, the Korban Tumah Shalacha, and then the Korban Tumah goes to you. So kids, so both of them bring it together like Beshutfus, they both pay for it, that they bring these two sets of Korbanos. So now, so far one is finished, and one has to continue to make another Nazirus yet. So what they have to do now is v'soifrim shloishim yoyim. Both of them now misafik has to count another 30 days because we don't know which one of these two was really tamei. So misafik, both of them have to count another 30 days. Or mevi in korban tyra. And at the end of the next 30 days, they bring also one set of korban tyra. That's all. For yoyim, and they say like this. Imanihu at tamei korban tumi shali v'korban tyra shalacho. That if I was the one that was Tomei, so now the first Torah of Tomei was mine, and that Korban Torah was yours, and this one is for me, Vizek Korban Tarosi. And now this third set of korban taira they were bringing, that's for me. So whichever one of them was really tamei, like this is his korban taira now. V'yamanihu ator, but if I was the one that was tor from the beginning, so then korban taira shali. The first korban taira we brought 30 days ago, that was for me. For korban tumma shalacha, and the first set of korban tumma that we brought was for you. V'zeh korban taira secha, and now the second time we're bringing the korban taira, that goes for you. So that's the way these two people have to act. So sofik, so minas sofik, again, there are two sets of korban taira brought, and one for korban tamei. Memonah shach, they're both yaitza. Just the chumri is both and have to take haircuts twice. That's the chiddush of the mission. So Gemara sounds like this. Ketoni, we learned in our Mishnah, Shnei Nizirim Shom Alehem. There were two people that were Nizirim. That somebody told them, Re'isi Echad Mikem, I saw that one of yous, Shenitma, one of you two people became Tamei. Like one of you two people walked over a mace, you touched a mace, like could be they didn't realize it, but I'm telling you, I saw the way your hand that touched a mace. And we don't know which one of the two. That's all the person says. I don't know which one. There's no here. No reason why not to believe him. Just as I don't know which one. So that's what our Mishnah says. So in such a case, the halacha is, we have a suffix here that they both have to be noig, tumma v'tayra, both of them. The question is, v'yamai, why is this so? Why me suffering do we say they both have to act like a nozer tamei? For yamai, kol suffering tuma brishra sayochit mechi yalfin in law. Luchur, what's the pshat? Luchur, it's a suffering over here. And really, b'sprat, both of them have a cheskes taira. Before this, both of them were tor. So really, the klal should have been, if you have a doubt, each one, are you tamei or not? We should say, no, he's not tamei. Each one has a cheskes taira. So we should have said, minas suffering like both are tor. How come you're telling me now that Lachar is no, we have to be noig, like they're both, like, look, for sure there's one that's Tomei, because that's the klal of Sofik Tumma, Rishus HaYochid, is Tomei. That's a new klal. The only time you have a Sofik Tumma, if it takes place in the Rishus HaYochid, means privately, we'll soon see where the three people were not there, that's the Lachar you learn out from Saita, that it's Tomei. The Torah says by a Saita, if you see the man and lady together in the room, when a Sofik, they're Tomei. So you see, when you have a yachid, that only two people together, a suffix, if there's tummy or not, we learn out when our suffix is tummy. So that's what you want to tell me here also. These two people, one of them is tummy, min a suffix. So you learn out from Mishus HaYachid. For the Marius. V'yamai, kol suffix, tum Mishus HaYachid, mech yafin in law, mi soita. You tell me this is a klai learn out from soita. If so, ma soita, boy of an avelis. What's the case of a soita? That somebody sees your wife with another man, but they're only just your wife and another man, just two people. That's all. Is af kol sofik tumma b'shus hayochid? Anytime you have a sofik, if one person became tummy, the b'shus hayochid could go in. What's the case? He could betray that there's only two people involved there. One person walking down the road, or even two people walking down the road, when you only have not more than two people, and the sofik, if it became tummy or not, that's the lach of sofik tumma b'shus hayochid is tummy. You learn it out from Saita. But hatlosa. But in the case we have three people, heavily suffered tumah b'shus harabim, that already becomes a suffered tumah b'shus harabim, because you can't learn it out from Saita anymore. Saita, the case is that your wife was in a room privately with one man. There's only two people. If there'd be three people there, it wouldn't be a dinner tumah of Saita. So we're learning out from Saita just with two people, menas suffered its tummy. But whenever you have three people involved, that's already like a Rishus HaRabim, that minas sofik it should be tor. And the klal is, because sofik tumah Rishus HaRabim, sveikei tor. Anytime you have a sofik Rishus HaRabim, the locher is its tor. And Tosfos says, it's not the pshat you learn it out, because that's the svara. Each person has a cheskes taira. Look at each one separately. Are you tamei? You don't know. Before we had a cheskes taira. Since he had a cheskes taira, that's the klal, but minas sofik you tor. It's only a new halach you learn out from Saita, that from Saita we say that Sofik is tummy. But that's only when you have only one or two people involved. But once you have three people involved, that's not a Sofik tumma b'shus hayochid. So why does our Mishnah mashma that minas Sofik, like one of them is tummy? Why? Since Lechuru, the third person, was there that saw that one become tummy, there are three people involved here. And when you have three people involved, that's the klal minas Sofik that the rule tore. Each one has a cheskes taira. Each one should become tahor. So why does our Mishnah Bechlal? Why do you have to care about one that's tamei?
So,
So Gemara says, Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna bi Oimer. We're talking about where this third person just says, Re'isi Tuma Shenizraka Benechem. Because he was standing far away, he wasn't close with them. He just says, I saw from far away that when you two people walking down the street, there was a tumah that was thrown to one of you. Could be you didn't realize it true, but I saw the way one of you two became tummy. So therefore, at the time of the tumah, there were only two people involved. This third person was standing far away, and he just says, I saw the way tumah was thrown between you two. Then, at the time of the suffering, there were only two people involved. Since there are only two people involved, that's why Mishnah says, Min HaSofik, one of the two, is Tameh. And since he's Tameh, that's why the Mishnah says this whole Cheshbin, that we have to bring two sets of Kabonis. Right, Taisa says, B'yomer Issa Shneidu Tumah B'neichem, V'hu Oimed Merachik, he's standing far away, Tevei Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, that therefore, at the time, there's only two people involved. Taisa asked the question then, the famous question, V'im Tameh, if so, Im Kain, Yovi Kolechot Korban Tumah V'adai, to call Safar Tumah B'Shusha Yochid Safar Nalat Trumah. Whenever there's a Safar Tumah B'Shusha Yochid, the Klal is Min Avadai, he's Tamei. That's no halacha, Ramay Shemis, that's no halacha. By a Saita, when your wife is found alone with a man, she becomes a Saita, she's also to the husband. Even though it's only a Safik, the Torah says she's Tamei Vadai. So whenever you have a Safik, if you're Tamei B'Shusha Yochid, the Klal is we say you are Tamei. Since so, what is our Mishnah say? Like only one of the two is Tamei and one is Tor. Since both of them have the suffix, both should become Vadei Tamei. So but there should be no doubts in the Mishnah. They should both have to first bring a Korban Tumah and then bring a Korban Taira, that's all. And now Mishnah's Mashmi, even after the Safar Tumah B'Shusha Yochid, only one of the two is Tamei. We don't know which one, but we do not say both of them is Tamei. So Tayyaz asks why. Since each one of them has a suffix, if he's Tamei or not, that should have been the halacha, that a suffix Tumah B'Shusha Yochid, you do become Tamei. The Tayyaz answers, we could only learn out from Saita, L'dova Shef Shalias, only something that could be. Kisaita, the Yesha Shinatamas. They found your wife with the man alone in the room. We say she's Tamei, we say she adds nus with him, because it's possible. Because we only say we have a doubt, but it's possible that happened. So since it's possible that happened, therefore we say, we look as if it's probably happened. I will hawk a bit over here. Loyev shalutumashneim. It's not possible for both of them to be Tamei. Devada yechator. Because here the case was clearly the man said that he saw only one of them became Tamei, not both of them. So, Sofik Tumah cannot say both of them become Tamei. Because for both of them to become Tamei, that's something Vada that's not true, that didn't happen. So we only learn out from Saita that if we have a doubt, did it happen or didn't it, we could say yes, it did happen. But it has to be something that could happen. Like by Saita, your wife could have lived with the man. Mashenkin over here, to say both of them are Tamei, that we can't say, because we know for sure only one was Tamei. So therefore, that's what our Mishnah says, that in our Suffolk, we have to act as if true one of them is Tamei. We talk it, don't know which one. That's why the Mishnah says these halachas, that they first have to bring two kabonis, a set of Tyre and a set of Tumah, and then wait another 30 days, and then bring another set of Tyre. Right. Omer Rav Ashi. Rashi says they cannot bring a proof also that our Mishnah is talking about that this third person was not with them, but he was